Hi, I'm Paris Monroe, one half of Gaydio Breakfast with Paris and Dave, and we are talking about trans mental health and well-being, as well as transphobia and discrimination as well. Today, we are talking about addressing transphobia and discrimination and exploring gender identity. Hello, I'm Paris Monroe. He, they pronouns for me, and I'm non-binary.
I'm Josh. I use he or they pronouns. I'm a trustee of Sparkle, the National Transgender Charity, and I am the Youth Engagement Lead.
Hi, so I'm James and Jade, but you can call me Jade today. Pronouns he and she. And I'm the Vice Chair of Sparkle, the National Transgender Charity.
Hi, I'm Abby. My pronouns are she, her, and I am also a trustee for Sparkle, the National Transgender Charity. I am the Training Lead.
Wanted to talk about the topic exploring gender identity. I know you were just saying, like, we don't want to talk about this, but there's me going, right, let's talk about this.
No, but on this occasion, it's fine because this is a resource for people, right? It's an education resource, and that's also important, but, you know.
So if feel free to share whatever you're comfortable with sharing. But when it comes to exploring gender identity, what was the first source that you came across? Because if you've grown up in Section 28, it was very difficult to try and find anything at all.
That's one thing that I never realised, how much that actually affected me as a kid. That's only kind of hit me recently. But I guess it's kind of like, without going into specifics, because it's all fuzzy memories back then, but the internet was honestly the biggest thing that kind of showed that there was more people out there. That was the biggest thing that helped me explore. And I mean, I only really managed to explore my gender identity when I got away from home, and it's not because my parents are transphobic, thank goodness, but it's just because kind of like you just need the space to yourself to explore yourself and like
have that freedom to do it in your time.
Yes, and like I only came out about 6 years ago now at the age of 27, which feels really late, but it kind of all went into place, and it took me many years to kind of get that sort of self-exploratory journey.
Do you know what I came across? YouTube tutorials and YouTube videos and like transgender journeys, and this is me on one day testosterone.
Who did you watch back in the day?
I still do. No offense.
No offense.
Yeah. No offense is brilliant.
Jammy Dodger?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah. I love Jeb. Yeah, he's great. He's great.
Can I share a little story about my youth, right? Yeah. So for the listeners, I might look young and, you know, I don't
you
know how
do.
Many
you look fab.
Thanks, love. But I'm actually 34. And so, you know, Abby will know this time when we were young and, you know, the internet didn't exist, right? But I knew from like, as far as I can remember, that I didn't feel like a guy. I just couldn't explain it, right? And my entire life, people have always said to me, honestly, it's like you've got female hormones in your body, the way you operate, the way you respond, the way you look. Like, I've always had that comment, right, from a family, from anyone. And I didn't understand things then, but I think I was around about 8 or 10. And there was a TV program that touched on, and I know we don't use the word anymore, but they were talking about a hermaphrodite. So for the listeners, that's an intersex person, okay? And for those who might not know, intersex is someone who can be born with a mix of male and female chromosomes or male and female genitalia and male and female hormones. So, you know, I was like 8 or something, and I watched this TV program, and they talked about hermaphrodite. And in that moment, I literally went, oh my God, that's me, right? And I was so young. And to this day, I don't understand how I knew it, because why would you just watch a TV program and go, it's like I've not felt right my whole life, and they've explained something on TV and suddenly there it is, and oh no, my God, that's me, right? And I never told anyone because of the shame. I thought, well, I can't tell my family that. I can't tell them that I'm that person. And it was only then, kind of 26, 27, when the internet had exploded and more resources were available, then, you know, like Abby was able to, I had the space to explore more and started watching YouTube channels and reading about it, that it helped me understand that. But until then, I always felt like this human being I could never understand. And I just held on to that one program that I watched when I was 8. And I never told anyone that until like I was 30 plus. I just held on to it forever. So anyway, that I just thought I'd share.
Thank you for I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for sharing. It's really wonderful to hear people's journeys, and I wouldn't say wonderful is probably not the best word to say. It's great that people can share their journeys is what I'm trying to say. Because back then it was difficult. I mean, it was really difficult.
It just goes to show how much having like free available information to just allow kids to just explore stuff. It doesn't harm them, and just how important it is to just allow them to develop, because I honestly, like, the amount of repression that I've found that I've experienced, like, that I'm currently working through in therapy is just, it's a revelation, honestly. And I have done more in the last 6 years than I have in the last 27.
Wow.
It's just, like, the things that I've achieved that I would never have the guts to do because I was so shy and withdrawn. And, I mean, the way that I joke about it now was, when I was a lad.
When I was a wee kid.
But yeah.
Back in the day.
It's just like, when you
all right, Grandma.
Ouch. I'll take that one. No, it's just like, just finish off before I hog the mic more. Just like how important it is to allow people to thrive and just to be themselves so that they can be more authentic. Hashtag trans joy.
Hashtag trans joy.
Look, looping back to how you say about Section 28, I'm a decade younger than Jade. Sorry, Jade. But there was still...
It's okay, I'll edit and me. That later.
There was still no mention of trans in my school. I found it all from the internet. There was no, not even in high school or sixth form, there was no mention, let alone anything positive. It was just like trans people didn't exist. There was hardly mention of any gay or bi people, let alone trans people. So I still don't even think we have the representation we need.
It's like the lingering stigma. It just kind of lingers. I mean, one council kept Section 28 on the books for another few years, and even today the government is basically doing another Section 28 for trans people, content warning about the recent safeguarding rules and all that BS.
I went to Salford University as a mature student at 22, which is weird saying that. I'm not really mature at the moment either. But I studied at Salford Uni, and they had the LGBTQ+ society. And do you know what? I learned more about sex education than watching an awful video about people giving birth at school.
Oh my God.
Like, I learned more from a society and being around the community. I wish that we had the opportunity growing up, all of us, you know, I wish that we had the opportunity to really learn and understand. And I think knowledge is so, so important. And the fact that all these resources are on the internet for people to go and have a look and learn and read, do you know what I mean? And educate themselves. I think that's such a powerful tool. Obviously, what you do at Sparkle is incredible, you know, and I take my hat off to you. Because it's amazing. We need more support for the community. So I think it's absolutely, honestly, it's wonderful that you're doing all these different things for the community with like your wellness and like just being there to listen with just generally normal conversation, and, you know, and supporting and doing events and things like that. What are you hoping for in the future?
Trans liberation. Like, you know, just kind of like, not equality, but equity. Like, for us to just be another part of, like, you know, everybody, like everybody else, and to have our feats of, like, everything recognized for what they are. And
equity is what we need. Equality is what we have now-ish. Equity is what we need.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like at the moment, there's even now, like, it may be enshrined in law that, you know, there's equality in the Equality Act, but when people face, you know, getting slurs thrown at them, getting honestly, my brain is now doing a thing where I'm wondering whether it's not a case of if I'm going to get attacked, but a question of when.
Yeah.
Hate crimes are skyrocketing, and we are basically the scapegoats to hide what a failing government is doing.
Yeah, it's scary out there with the government and the media. And that definitely fuels a lot of transphobia and hate.
Yeah. You know, you were talking about social media just a moment ago, and how important it is to take yourself away from that. Mm. I've found that I see a lot of rubbish that I don't want to see anymore. And sometimes I have to take myself away. But it's really hard for me because of my job. I have to know what's trending, what's going on, what can I talk about? Mm. And for me, I'm always in that. So things like doing like meditation, which is something that you offer, which is absolutely fab. Just doing like fun things that you really enjoy, stuff that you love, you know, do a puzzle, go and hang out with friends, go for a drink, don't go for a drink, whatever you want. Like doing things that make you feel good and grounds you, I think is such an important thing. How important would you say is like meditation and that kind of stuff?
Absolutely, because like I find that my thing is kind of going out into the countryside, just away from everything, like modern life, just to avoid it all.
I say it's finding what works for you.
Yeah.
Like you say, go for a drink, don't go for a drink. Sometimes people want to be with their friends, sometimes people want to be alone and switch off.
Yeah.
Watch a film, go have an early night. Yeah, I think it's whatever just works for you, and you've got to find what helps your mental health.
It's not all size.
No, exactly.
Not one size fits all,
exactly,
is it?
Yeah.
What works for you, just as long as you're not exposing yourself to the toxic things all the time.
Mm. I was going to say, this is probably just my bag, isn't it, a bit more. So I just wanted to, say two things. Firstly, Paris, I totally get that with your career, you have to be in it, right? And that means that you probably don't get to take a break away from social media as much. So I think that, you know, with the state of social media and the way trans and non-binary people are targeted, if your role demands that social media presence, I'd really hope, you know, especially an employee like Gadio, who's in the community, right, the employers offer support from colleagues who say, do you know, if you need to not be on social media for a few days, we can manage the account, right? We can find out what's trending. We can offer that support because, you know, the white gay men in the organisation aren't being attacked. So if they can step in and cover the social media account for a few days to give your mental health that respite, right, that's allyship. Yeah. Right there. And that's where we need the community, straight allies, gay allies, whatever, to sometimes recognize that right now, trans and non-binary people need that extra care. They need that extra attention. And if that means giving you some respite, let's do that, right? Let's have that.
I didn't even think about that, which is bonkers.
Yeah, and we don't.
No, yeah.
But, you know, you need that space for yourself.
Exactly.
As a human.
Yeah.
It's only when somebody else pointed out to you that you realize how much this stuff kind of affects you. Like, you can't just like go it alone. You have to, like, that's the one thing that I found when I found the community, is just how amazing it is to find those connections with each other and, you know, just distract yourself from the rest of the world. You just kind of take joy in what you share with other people, that connection.
But then isn't that weird that you just said you have to distract yourself from the rest of the world? That's exactly what's wrong, right?
That
why,
is, yeah.
Yes.
Why should we have to distract ourselves from the rest of the world? Why are we not integrated in the rest of the world?
Yeah.
Right? My mind has literally just exploded from hearing that. Honestly, I'm like, oh my God, yeah.
Because people, you know, to the cis allies who might be listening, when you walk down the street, do you think to yourself, everyone has a bad day and says, I have to distract myself from the world today, right? But every time you leave the house, do you say, I'm having to distract myself from the rest of the world? Probably you don't, right? Most people
this
listening
is
probably
deep.
Don't.
Yeah.
But it's true.
It's
but
true.
Trans and non-binary people are. That's how deep it is right now. And it's that has, you asked earlier, what do we hope for the future? I want trans and non-binary people to stop living in fight and flight because it's so damaging to the mental health. And that's why we're seeing suicide rates increase. They deserve to walk down the street and feel calm within themselves.
Safe.
And safe. Yeah. And I'll get off my high horse.
That's what you have a great point, because one thing that I had to learn, because I was a cis white male, I had to learn where not to walk because I'm a target now.
Yeah.
and that's wrong. Like, I still have privilege because I'm a trans white person, but like the fact is that it shouldn't be like that.
Yeah, the fact that people like in the community have to, as soon as they wake up, it's like, I've got to face that. I've got to face it. And there's a, this is why it's so important for us to look after our mental health, because, you know, it can be really difficult. It can be really dark, and we need this support more than ever before, really. So where would you suggest, or what would you suggest if somebody wants to talk?
If somebody wants to talk just kind of like about things, just, I guess the important thing is not to take too much on if you're a listener, but just listening to somebody can make a huge amount of difference to someone's day. Even if you just talk to somebody about anything random, it can really help to soothe somebody's mental health. I mean, I've gone through a lot of stuff mental health wise in the past, and, you know, I've come out with some physical and mental scars from it. But thanks to the important people in my life, I am still here and my mental health is better than it's ever been.
It's having that chosen family that can listen to you. Like you said, like just literally listen to what this person has got to say, and just be that shoulder for them and just like be there for them.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Don't underestimate the power of having a good chat with someone, like even if you're not qualified, even if, you know, it's a work colleague and you just bump into them and you're not even that close to them. Sometimes you just need that interaction. Sometimes
it's
you
wild.
Do bottle things up, and I think trans people are expected to get on with it. And you know, we have to do our day jobs, we have to go to work, we have to get on with things. But
like
everyone, things get on top of you sometimes, and yeah.
You don't need a qualification to be a human being.
Oh.
That's a quote. Can
we call the episode that,
yeah,
please? Iconic.
And can I just add one extra point from a perspective of people who maybe don't have the family or friends around them right now to talk to? Don't underestimate the number of people that are on the LGBT switchboard and the mermaids line and the other phone lines that are here. There's even the text service now. Shout do a text service, which is supported by the LGBT switchboard. These resources are here to help you. And I know there's always that stigma of I'm not calling someone I don't know and having a conversation with them, but they are there because they want to help us all, right? And, you know, if you can't talk to your family, if you can't talk to your friends, find the courage to talk to them, because it can literally save your life.
Hugs are amazing. Like, just that one moment of human connection can spark amazing things. Like, it can make all the difference.
You just don't know what a smile or a hi or just being acknowledged, like, can do for somebody.
If someone smiles at you, smile back. Like, don't just, it's just basic human interaction. We're all social creatures.
And it feels good when you get someone smiling at you and you smile back. It's like, oh, that felt really nice. Do you know what I mean? Oh, I just got a warm and fuzzy.
I know. Can everyone pass on a smile to everyone today? If you listen to this, please try and pass on a smile today.
No, I'm going to start blushing now.
Or compliment someone if you see someone.
Yeah.
Compliment your friends. Compliment the person who served you coffee, you know?
Yeah.
You never know what that person's going through that day, whether they're trans or not.
Yeah, I did that with a taxi driver the other day, and he said to me, do you know what? It's weird. No one talks to me.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's really sad that, you know, you're doing your job, like 8 hours straight, whatever, how many hours, and no one's asked you, how are you?
Yeah.
I was the first person, and it worked a long shift, and he just little things like that, people appreciate.
Yeah, and just the other week, a taxi driver picked me up when I was out as Jade, and I was all glammed up. But obviously, when I get in the car, you can tell from my voice. So most taxi drivers go, oh, hi, mate. I'm like, do I look like a mate? Have you seen how I'm dressed? But this one taxi driver the other week went, hi, miss. And I'd obviously already spoken, right? He'd already heard my voice. But he was the one taxi driver that actively made a choice to not be the one that goes, hi, mate, right? And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to remember this journey forever. Thank you.
That that makes so much difference. I mean, like, for people who can see me on the camera right now, I went through a thing when I first transitioned of trying to be as femme as possible, which I swear is like a common thing amongst trans women. But I've kind of come full circle again, and I'm more of like a, I mean, right now I look like a stereotype, but...
we didn't tell you that before. We're allowed, though.
But the thing is that I like being like this, and as you can probably hear, I haven't done voice training either, because it doesn't really ring with me, but it's fine if people do want to do that, but it's just me. But the side effect of that is the number of times that I get called sir or things like that. It's just like, mate, my name is Abby. It's short for Abigail. Like, come on.
Just get it tattooed on you. Do you know what I mean? Do you feel like you just need to, like, hello?
Yeah. I mean, I do have 9 tattoos, and don't tempt me to get another one.
Oh my gosh, they're addictive, aren't they?
They really honestly are.
Yeah, I agree. Even for me, I don't always get things right. Not every trans non-binary person knows the answers to everything, and it's always forever learning, forever growing. Every day is a school day. People make mistakes. And when it comes to making mistakes, some people can be like, oh my God, I can't believe I've just done this. Oh my God, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, oh, stop. It's good, it's good, it's good. Hey there, cool. Let's move on. Do you know what I mean? I like to just go, all good. It's this, let's move on, kind of thing. What would you say?
Yeah, I'd agree. If you do slip up, if you say the wrong thing, you misgender, misname someone, just move on. Don't make it a big deal. They don't want to make it a big deal. Thank them, don't apologise, because then the trans person goes, oh, it's okay. We're trying to make you feel better. And that's not our job.
Yeah.
Just say thank you and, yeah, correct yourself, move on, try again next time. And correct other people if they mess up.
Mm.
That's what being an ally is as well. You know, if you do notice someone's being misgendered in conversation, even if they're not there.
Yeah, standing up for them when they're not in the room,
exactly.
I think, is a great way to show allyship, I think.
And, like, you know, the willingness to grow as a person is important as well. So, like, if you do, as Josh said, if you learn that the singular they, it's not that hard. It's been in the language for
centuries.
You
probably use it without realising, oh, someone left their hat at the shop. Oh, because it doesn't, you can't tell if it's a male or female hat, so you said they. Oh, wait, you can do it for a hat, you can do it for a trans person.
Thank you. I'm glad, yeah.
Whose is this? Like, yeah, not hard. We've been using it for centuries.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much for hanging out with me and just, it's been a real pleasure just chatting with all of you, and I cannot wait for Sparkle Weekend. I am so excited to just see all the flags, the trans joy. It's just going to be absolutely incredible.
Is Gaydio going to be joining us for Sparkle Weekend?
I think so, yeah.
We hope so.
Yeah, well,
I'm
definitely going to be there for sure.
Is your producer listening to this?
the Gaydio gods, yeah, you're listening.
The Gaydio gods,
we're
going to visit us.
We're going, hey, yeah? Good, good. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And
thank you for having us.